I'm Dr. Sola Hong, the Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion for both Bemidji State University and Northwest Technical College. So I'm very glad that my department had the opportunity to host the movie watching and discussion. And thank you very much for your participation. So we can start anytime regarding our discussion, regarding anything we want to talk about this movie. So you both watched that, right?
Yes.
Okay, yep, so
I did also.
Cool. So yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, we watched it in theaters.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks back. And so I just started watching it again as a refresher, but it, yeah. So I did watch it previously and I started again. So.
Awesome. And you, Ben, did you watch it this time or before?
Also, just like Mary, I watched it in the theaters. I haven't watched the link you provided yet.
Okay.
But it was a it's been a while, but I think I remember most of it.
sure. Yeah, as long as we watch it, then it's like it should be okay, no matter whether you watch it at a theater or through the link. Because I personally also watched that before prior to this event as well.
Okay,
and
great.
Yeah, so in order to kind of like facilitate the discussion, I'm curious that what would be your like the first impression after that, after watching the whole movie.
Should I go first, or Mary, do you want to go first?
Yeah, if you, well, I guess I can go first. I can kind of share a little. So just getting started watching it again, I kind of feel like I'm the romantic. So I absolutely just loved the first part where his parents had met. They kind of had like a little duel there, but then they fell in love and they had him. I really loved that part. And then remembering the end of the movie, when he had to like face his dad, you know, and then going back to what I guess was lost to him for a little while, you know, his mom's side, his mom's culture.
Right.
Like that was just, I think that was really empowering. I actually loved it, especially when it kind of came together. And, you know, I can't remember what it was they were having to fight, but when he was riding their dragon, like I thought that was really cool. I definitely thought that was really cool. I loved the whole thing. I loved the rings. I especially loved how they went from I can't remember if he or his dad's rings when he had them, and then named Shang-Chi.
Yep.
And then he became the owner of them. Like that was really cool too, like a turn of events type thing. But I absolutely love the movie. I love Marvel and I absolutely just love the movie.
Awesome. So so you watch like other Marvel movies before, right? Seems like you're a big fan. Yeah. So if I have to ask, like, what would you feel like would be the biggest difference between this movie and other Marvel movies?
I guess I would really like the sense of culture that is portrayed in the movie. You know, and I've seen, and I don't know a whole lot of the culture from other than, you know, social media and then what I've seen in other movies. But I just absolutely love it because there's like a grace to it. There's like a dignity, kind of like an honor. And it, some of the values in that are kind of aligned with some of my own values of being an Indigenous person to hear, you know. So I really thought that was something that you don't normally get out of like the Marvel movies. I mean, they all have their backstories or whatever, but I really just like this one because it has that sense of culture to it.
Yeah, because I agree with you that especially like when it comes to about the identities of historically underrepresented groups, I think it's very meaningful for the audience to find the identity reflection in the movie, and also find a representation of like parts of one's identities as well.
I agree. Yep.
And Ben, what's your thought?
My first impression. Well, I'm also a Marvel casual fan, and I've seen all the older movies. And my first impression after I finished the movie in the theater is that I realized you don't need to watch every single Marvel movie to enjoy this one. I think it is a pretty good standalone movie. Even if you don't understand the relation to the other characters in the Marvel cinematic world, this could very well be just a sci-fi movie. And I think it's a really good one. I really enjoyed it very much. And being a Malaysian, it's cool to see a couple Malaysians in the movie. You know, Michelle Yeoh and Ronnie Chang. It was pretty, I enjoyed it really much when I watched it in the theater.
Awesome.
Just good.
So as the first impression, like it kind of like reminded me of like the first kind of the first scenes, and especially like the first words of this movie are actually spoken in Mandarin. So in this case, like how did you feel to hear that, especially considering that such a like a Marvel movie, they open the scenes with the so-called foreign language. So what's your thoughts? Do you have like any reaction?
I guess I could go first. My first, you reminded me about that because it's been a while.
Right.
They did open it with Mandarin Chinese, and it was it was really surreal coming from what I expect from a typical Marvel movie, right? You would expect them to start I have some expectations from Marvel movies, which this kind of surprised me in some ways. There's more Chinese being spoken here than I was expecting, which is a pleasant surprise actually, because I could understand it. I speak the language, so it's really interesting to hear it spoken on a large scale Marvel movie. Although I do wish Tony Leung spoke some Cantonese, but oh well.
Yeah, same here. Yep.
It's weird to see him speak Chinese Mandarin.
Right. And
I'm used to him in Hong Kong movies.
Right. And I believe that he also make great effort to make sure his pronunciation in Mandarin is more natural as well, so that he doesn't need to use anyone to like do the voice cover for him.
I guess I would like to share that when I first heard that, even though I didn't know what they were speaking, I didn't know what they were saying other than when the dialogue, the, you know, the writings, the captions came on, you know, I really felt like, I guess I felt like a sense of pride, like, because I love to see that, you know, how you mentioned, like, not always represented, you know, in movies. But seeing that just brought, I guess, a sense of happiness. Like, I loved it, you know?
Sure.
And seeing that. Again, even though I didn't know what they were saying, but hearing their, you know, the language of others that you know, their language. Like, it was really beautiful, other than what we normally hear every day, you know, English, you know. If I learned my language, you know, given that opportunity, you know, English would become my second language, you know. And so, but just hearing that, it was, it was beautiful. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. And it also kind of like remind me one of the interesting scenes that is on a plane that Shang-Chi is trying to teach Katie how to pronounce his Mandarin name. And I believe that for individuals who share like the similar identity as I do, I think like to some extent, like the Mandarin name is a core part of my identities as well. So it's very interesting to see that. And then it kind of like remind certain audience about like the, in their own experience, like how, for example, how myself taught my classmates in grad school to pronounce my names, and then later I find it would be like somehow easier for me just introduce myself with my English name to skipping the introduction of my Mandarin name. But at the same time, I also feel like, oh, it's such a pity that I cannot like naturally or frequently like to express the Mandarin name, because I don't want to make others feel it's difficult to pronounce. So that's just my thought.
Can I, kind of relate to that real quick? Like, sure, I appreciate you sharing that, because with, you know, again, going back to like my language and my identity, you know, I also have a different name. You know, some might be able to pronounce it, some might not, but, you know, and growing up and not knowing a whole lot about it, but being the person that I am now and learning more about who I am, where I come from, to build that sense of identity. One of the things that they do say is to always acknowledge that, you know, so when I have to identify myself in situations, that I should always be proud of, you know, that part of me, you know, right, even my name. So I just want to share that.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, because I totally agree that to some extent, in some occasion, especially the younger me, before I get into like professional work area, like I will feel, as a member of the historically underrepresented groups, I will feel maybe I shouldn't like bring any burden or to bother others to pronounce my name. But actually, like, it's very important, because everyone has their key identities that want to be represented out to let others know. Yeah, so. And also, like, especially I'm from the Mandarin culture or the Chinese culture myself, so feel free to ask any question you want to know about the Chinese culture, or you find, if you find like any conflicts or difference from the representation in the movie. So feel free to ask me if you have any question.
Yeah, I think this movie, I would say, is especially relatable towards Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. Especially Awkwafina's character in the movie. Mm. They show a little bit about her daily life, you know, when they had, I think it was breakfast with her family, right, with her grandma,
yep,
and how they speak a mixture of English and Mandarin. Mm-hmm. And other dialects, I don't remember, but I have some Asian Americans friends here, and I've been to their house, I've seen how they live a little bit, and I think it's extremely similar, and I thought it was a good a nice detail that they added in the movie, showing just not just the sci-fi stuff, but also, you know, the regular stuff on how they interact with each other at home. But towards the end of the movie, it just gets really grand and sci-fi, and that's where but I think the first half of the movie was more towards the interaction between the parents, Shang-Chi and his dad, is where it gets especially relatable, I think, to the people of Asian background.
Yeah, I agree with that, especially like for the family dynamics that it highlighted in the movie, kind of like that demonstrate that the family dynamics are rooted in some very traditional values and characteristics of Chinese culture. And back to the breakfast that you mentioned, I was pleasantly surprised to see like in the background, like they even add the hot water dispenser. In the kitchen. Yeah, you know, like for lots of like Chinese individuals, especially at my parents' age, they have no idea how I can get used to the ice water. Because like they would prefer to drink like hot water in every occasion if possible. And also I remember like one sentence that Katie tells her mom or her grandma, I couldn't really remember, but there's one sentence like very like stuck me, be like, you are American too. So yeah, so I was like surprised to see that sentence being mentioned or being highlighted. So I'm wondering, like, from an audience perspective, like why would you think that Katie needs to remind her mother of the fact that you are American too? So.
Oh, yeah, that's a really deep question. As I'm not born and raised in America, so I can't relate as much, but I only can relate to the Asian side of things that they did, the Chinese side of things. But but I can see... but from what I've seen in that scene, it looks really authentic, and I think it's it's quite impressive. They managed to make the house, the interaction, all look really natural. When I look at that scene, it doesn't stand out. Oh, that's a set. That's a movie set. It looks like a real house. Someone lived there before. It looks like a typical Asian American household. In New York, and their interaction felt really natural. It never took me out of the scene, and I thought it was pretty impressive job what they did in terms of looking authentic. So but yeah, that's all I could say about that. I'm not sure what else I could add.
Sure. And is there anything to add on from you, Mary?
I guess it can go two ways, you know. Like Ben had said, it is kind of a deep statement. You know, if you analyze it, it can definitely be deep, you know. But as far as her, you know, the situation, you know, because I feel like I think you are talking about like in the kitchen, like towards the beginning. When they're in the kitchen and they're he goes to her house, and you know, her mom was saying something, and she said, well, you're an American too, you know. Maybe that means to, I guess maybe that can go both ways, like, you know, maybe we don't have to do everything here like we did back home, you know. Or it's okay to change some of the things that we do here versus back home. Well, I don't know. But I do have a question I would like to ask you that kind of relates to that. Was what, when they're talking about Wei Gong, I think, and the Day of the Dead, what does that mean?
So I think that was sort of like one of the difference between the actual meaning and the translation in English, because the I know the day of death was actually recognized by other cultures, so it's not the same thing. So in China, like in Chinese culture, like there was a specific annually so-called like festival. It's called the Qingming Festival. It's for the families to show their respect to their loved ones who passed away. So I think in that occasion is somehow similar to one of the purpose that the Hispanic heritage individuals, they celebrate the Day of Death. So during the Qingming Festival, like families will visit the grave sites of their deceased loved one to pay their respects. And the graves are swiped and cleaned, and families will leave offerings of fruits, flowers, and other items. So it's certainly one special occasion to remember those who pass away, and then to pay respects to those, especially family members. So I was kind of a little bit surprised that they will use the exact word of Day of the Death to translate that. But I think the purpose of the translation is to help audience to understand what Qingming Festival is. But I do have like, not necessary to say it as a concern, but I will also like worry whether Hispanic individuals or those who recognize or celebrate a Hispanic heritage will find it offensive if like translated in that way. So, okay. But thanks for asking that, so I can make a clarification as well.
Okay.
So I guess how would you rename it if they were to ask you how to rename how to translate Qingming in English, how else would you say it besides Day of the Dead?
I would just keep like Qingming Festival, and then if necessary then I can explain that what Qingming Festival stands for and what traditions or what ways like people show their respects. But if like you want me to put it in a written language or even like an official translation, then I would just simply keep the Qingming Festival to avoid any misunderstanding. Yeah,
I think it's a really it's a fine line, because this is a mainstream popular culture movie. If they were to specifically say Qingming, and then you know certain people might mm-hmm. take it literally, and they'll compare it with the real Qingming tradition, and they'll say it's not authentic. And
right,
but yeah, I could see it's very hard to I wouldn't want to be the translator for this movie.
Right, yeah. And sometimes people may say, even if like the translator put a quotation mark on the Day of Death when they translate that, it might be better, but who knows. So different people have different interpretation, but if there is ever a chance that for me, especially someone from that culture, to explain, then, and also considering my position, knowing a partial knowledge about the Day of Death, then I would love to make the clarification just to avoid any misunderstanding or any like unrespectful thoughts. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a follow-up question with that.
Sure.
So is that holiday type, is that what you would call it, a holiday?
Right now we have like a holiday off for individuals back home to like pay the visit to their like families to remember the people. But I mean, you can, it would be better to just to say the Qingming Festival than simply call it a holiday. Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So sure. Festival. Okay. Yeah. So is that just like, so, cause we kind of do it different, like within my family,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, do you guys do it like is it like one day of year? Do you guys have like a day that's picked out, or do you guys do it like, so given like our like my stuff here with our family, so we'll do like a, like an annual, like the day that they had passed, we'll do something, we'll have a dinner, and then, you know, and then we'll put out things for, we'll put out, they call it a spirit dish, for that person. So what do you guys do it like? And then we also have Memorial Day, in which we go and then we just like, you know, we go out and we do the same thing, like clean the graves and, you know, flowers and bring things to them. But is it, do you guys do, is that, do you guys do that like in the, in your culture as well?
Yeah, so we will have like April the 5th of each year to celebrate this festival. Yeah. And then, yeah, and then it will be a tradition that shared by not only the mainland China, but also like Hong Kong, Macau, or like some Chinese in Malaysia, Singapore, or Thailand, or in the East Asia area. Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you for asking the question. Yeah. And
actually, I wanted to add Awkwafina's character in here. It reminded me of her other character.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a different movie a few years ago, I think, called The Farewell.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if any of you seen it. It was in the local Bemidji theater, so I went to watch that. It's, the story is about she's playing an Asian American, and she heard about her grandma in China having terminal illness, and then she had to travel to China to see her for one last time.
Right.
And that's where the problem where she don't feel entirely Chinese, don't feel entirely American when she was there. So I think that's also a very touching movie worth watching, I think. And I think the values are pretty similar, where when back home in the US, she might be American, but on the outside, she looks Asian, and so she don't feel 100%. And then when she's in China, she don't speak it fluently, she don't speak Chinese fluently, but she looks like a local there. So, and she also don't feel like she belongs there. And I thought it was really interesting.
Right.
Yeah, I would highly recommend that movie, even though to everyone, because it's a really touching movie.
Sure.
The story is really, yeah, I think Awkwafina was really good in the movie too. Yeah, I would recommend that movie if you haven't seen it.
Yeah, I haven't yet, but I think I saw some promotion related to it. So the name was like certainly familiar with me. And then I will try to see whether we can have the movie showing during the month that we celebrate and recognize the AAPI community. So that might be a good option as well. Yeah. I just like the how this movie, the Shang-Chi, like kind of like address like the bicultural and also the bilingual identity, and also address the difference between these two experiences. I think it addressed that in a very natural way. So kind of like can remind like audience their own experience. And at the same time, like can also fit in like the movie themes as well.
Actually, I'm curious to ask, what is the, because this is a Marvel movie, so it's from a Western perspective and Western company.
Right.
I'm just wondering, what's the reception like in China, this movie, do you know?
Because this movie is not showed in mainland China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so only like available in Macau and Hong Kong. But for those individuals, because I have some friends like who live in Macau and Hong Kong, they or some friends like they travel to Macau to Hong Kong simply just to watch the movies. So they were like they also feel the movie, I mean, is like a average level, above the average level of in terms of Marvel series, and in terms of like how they interpret the Asian culture or Chinese culture. For fans, for movie fans, they absolutely want it to be shown in mainland China, but I guess there will be some like concern regarding the original story of Marvel about this character. So I think that might be the concern, that why it's not shown in mainland China.
Because I mentioned this is more especially relatable to Asian Americans, and so I just curious to think how it might be received to someone who is not Asian American, you know, actually, you know, just an Asian from China or wherever. So I just thought that's interesting.
Yeah, because I believe that, or I guess, like for individuals who have experience like in the US, either like the immigrants or either just someone who working or study overseas here in the US, they might find more information that delivered regarding identities from these movies. And for those who have only been living in China or in any other Asian countries as their home countries without overseas experience, they might not find as much as the identity information from the movie than we do. So for those who has not experienced much about bicultural stuff, I believe that they probably will focus on whether is accurate enough of the demonstration of cultural part in that movie, instead of focusing on more on the identity parts. That would be my understanding regarding the expectations from the audience with different backgrounds. And what else do you find is inspiring to you in the movie? When I did some research, it was kind of like inspiring to find someone mentioned that the stereotype and also the bully experience that for Asian American kids they experience in school. So for example, on the bus, like Katie said, you have the wrong guy. Does he even look like he can fight? So there will be some scenes on the bus that reminded someone's experience in school, or how they handle the bullying, that took on a particular meaning. So.
Oh, I never even thought about that part. I guess in that scene, you know, Awkwafina character never knew his name back then was Sean, right?
Right.
He didn't know Sean's real identity.
Right.
I don't even know Sean if it's his real name or something, but so I guess she never expected him to be a fighter or his real background. So but I could see you know, the stereotype, I guess, of the typical Asian American. I've heard about the stereotypical model minority term,
right.
Or or something else where as a minority in America, they do really well in general. They don't really stand out. They don't want to stand out. But those are all stereotypes, right? So,
right.
But I'm not an Asian American, so I don't really, I can't really say much about it from my perspective. But this is just what I heard. Yeah, but I could see some of that in the movie for sure.
Right. Yeah, because I also remembered like there was a scene that Katie and Sean were sitting at a table with their friends and then talking about how they met each other in high school. I remember it was simply like being made fun of for some obvious reason that they know they would get made fun of, and that kind of like struck me a little bit as well, because there were some days that my accent, or like because I'm not a native English speaker and English was even not my second official language, even so I remember some days that I was like make fun of because of my accent or because of like how I express myself. So that was a meaningful moment that I saw from the movie, from my personal experience. Yeah. So.
Yeah, like the experience for every Asian, because it's so diverse, can be so different, right?
Right.
Like if you're a Chinese in China, you are the majority. Is
right.
That is just the default, right? And in popular culture in China, everyone on the big screen are looks like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really even something they even consider, you know, of being a minority.
Right.
So that's why I thought a movie like Shang-Chi might be less relatable, except for maybe the surface things like the architecture or culture references, you know. So I was curious. That's why I asked if they how they thought about the movie earlier. Yeah. But yeah, it really depends on the background of the particular individual.
Right. Yeah. And I also just want to say one thing that I noticed that I appreciate that this time when they choose the location in East Asia, they chose Macau. Instead of like in the past, like Asian movies, like they usually choose Seoul or Busan, and then this time they choose Macau, and it's very interesting that because Macau right now is the one of the special administrative regions in China, and also it has the history of being an European colonies like until 1999. So it's a kind of like a fun fact.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a fun fact to know because the space, the place itself is really like multicultural, and then has the history on. So yeah. So I think it's a worthy to mention out that. Yeah. So it certainly reflects a mix of cultural influences. Yeah.
Yeah, and you mentioned Macau. I think that's where where the sister, Sean's sister, is
right,
located.
Right, right, right.
Oh yeah, yeah. I think that's that scene where they first entered, his sister's, fighting ring place.
Right,
I think that particular scene they were also trying to show the diverse side of the location, because they show all kinds of humans, aliens, and, you know, fighting
right.
each other there, all kinds of people. They even spoke a couple words of Malay in there, which was interesting. Yeah, so maybe that's why, like you said, they chose Macau and how they want to show the diversity there. Maybe that's why, but
Yeah, but at least like for me, it's a good choice. It's good to see the representation in that way as well. And
yeah.
And also speaking of Sean's sister, I find it is also like very interesting that how the movie like interpret some like cultural values that deep rooted like how the father, the Wenwu, treats his son is quite different than how he treats his daughter.
I forgot about that part because he only trains Sean, right?
Right.
And for some reason doesn't train the daughter, which is I think is pretty mainstream back then, where usually the son is more favored over the daughter.
Right.
But I think that's slowly changing, but there's definitely still cases of that favoritism today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if there's a there are lots of like cultural elements embedded in the movie, it's like very interesting for me, at least like for me to discover those elements. Yeah, so it's quite interesting to see that. Yeah.
And I think the fight scenes, especially with Sean's parents mm-hmm. in the jungle, is really heavily inspired by Chinese media, right? Mm-hmm. The way they gracefully fight each other in the jungle, and there's water elements, there's tree elements. I thought that was really, it's visually very pleasing to watch.
Yep. And then also like how Shang-Chi, like his initial actions are more fierce and forceful, like his father. And then by the end of the movie, especially after his interaction with his aunt and the peoples in the village, like he changed his action and then be more like using the way his mother used before to kind of like to fight with the grace and self-assurance, so that help him to win his father at the end. And it's quite interesting. I'm not sure whether it's tried to embrace the concept of yin and yang in the martial arts concept in this one as well, but it's quite interesting to see like how his actions actually changed by adapting from his father more to adapting his mother's. Yeah. So.
Mm.
Yeah. Cool. And at the beginning that we mentioned that the meaning or the main purpose of this movie, and I just like quite interesting to think about a question that in the Marvel series that Black Panther, I think it reconstructed how the world views the Black culture and entertainment. So I'm wondering that do you think Shang-Chi can do similar thing for the AAPI community?
I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think it's a great first step, especially for Asian Americans. I'm not sure about other Asians from other countries, but especially Asians born in Western countries, I've read about how it's also really relatable to Asian Australians, not just Asian Americans, you know, Asians in Europe, for example. But yeah, I think it's a great first step for a company like Marvel to even consider exploring other cultures in this popular sci-fi genre.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah, I just hope that more movies like this that can help people to see their part of their identities be presented on screen. The more, the better, I guess.
As long as the intentions are good, I think they should all go ahead with it, right? Because if you look at back at Marvel comics from the original times where they where these characters are invented, the intentions might not be the most purest. I think I read about Shang-Chi's first appearances in comics and all those stuff. And how the Asian characters' first appearances in Marvel comics might not come from the best intentions, you know, it's more towards stereotype. But hopefully these modern movies would change that, you know.
Agree. Cool. Anything else to add on or any other questions for me regarding the cultural aspects or elements that you are interested in?
I would just like to know more about your culture, like everything you have to share. I'm definitely open to it. I really, being here, I live in Cass Lake, which is just like not too far from Bemidji. And I growing up, there was only one there was one girl that had came from Thailand, or she still had family ties to Thailand. That was like the only there wasn't a whole lot of colored kids or Asian kids. There wasn't it wasn't really diverse. It was just Native American kids and non-Native American kids. So it was, I mean, I would really like to learn more. I'd really like, yeah, I would really like to learn more. My children, I have children, and my daughter, she is 17, and she's really she really loves the whole like the Asian, Japanese. She just loves the whole, all of that. It's different than ours, but just I would just like to know whatever you have to share, learn whatever you have to share.
And also I would like to mention that the movie showing and discussion just part of the series of events that my department is going to hold, like to recognize the Lunar Year of Tiger celebration. So we will have more small activities and events in February to kind of like providing the opportunities for students to know more about the cultures who celebrate the Lunar Year. Because the Lunar Year tradition is not only celebrated by Chinese culture, but also shared with other countries and regions in Asia. So it will be a good chance that to engage in those type of events, and then definitely like don't hesitate to let me know if there's any way that from a student's perspective that you will you feel will attract more either domestic students or students from other cultures to kind of get to know a specific culture. So always let me know the ideas. I would love to listen to students' opinions from their perspective so that we can make sure our events can be organized to attract more students.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Okay, cool. I think we only have a 3 more minutes. But last but not the least, I would like to thank both of you so very much for participating in this discussion. And I wish like we could have the movie watching in person. But because of the COVID concern, this time we have to alter it to the online only. But in the future, like I hope that my department can organize more like screen watching and just simply provide the provide a platform for everyone who want to know more about the culture or want to find the answers to their questions. So please stay tuned, and then I sure hope that we will have more events like this in the future.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much for setting this discussion up. It's been really interesting. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you also very much.
And yeah, I would just like to also say thank you to Ben for sharing your perspective and sharing this time and space with you, and you too, Dr. Hong. Again, I appreciate your time and your sharing this space here. So thank you.
No problem.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.